Thanks for the wonderful grace of the Lord that we can get to get over here to worship our Heavenly Father.
感谢神的恩典，让我们能够聚集在这里，然后来学习他的话语。
May the grace of the Lord and blessing of God can be with us all the time.
愿神的恩典和慈爱永远跟我们同在。
Shall we turn to Gospel John chapter 21?
让我们翻开约翰福音二十一章。
Gospel John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
Gospel John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
21:15.
约翰福音二十一章十五节。
21:15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? Please turn to verse 16.
再看到十六节。
He said to him again, a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Verse 17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Over here, Jesus asks Peter the same question three times.
在这里记载着，耶稣问了彼得 三次同样的问题。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？I don't recall Jesus have any asked any question to anyone for three times.
我并不记得有耶稣有问任何人同样的问题三次。
And especially to love this very intimacy question.
尤其是这样子非常的的问题。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
How many of you ask your spouse, dare to ask your spouse, do you love me?
在座各位有没有敢不敢问你的配偶说你爱我吗？
Any one of you dare to ask your boyfriend or girlfriend, do you love me? Or any friend, do you love me?
你敢问你身旁的朋友你爱我吗？
To ask this question, you got to have strong confidence that the other person indeed love you.
如果你想要问这个问题的话，你就需要有一个很强的感觉说这个人的回答一定是爱我。
Otherwise, it's very likely you may get hurt because you ask this question, do you love me?
不然的话，你问这样的问题，你所得到只会是伤害。
I'd like to ask a question. Why Jesus asked Peter, do you love me three times? Why three times?
想问一个问题，就是为什么耶稣在这里要问彼得三次你爱我吗？
We know that Peter, this name was given by our Lord Jesus.
我们知道彼得这个名字是主耶稣给他的。
Please turn to Gospel John, chapter 1, verse 42.
我们看到约翰福音第一章的第四十二节。
Gospel John, chapter 1, verse 42.
约翰福音第一章第四十二节。
And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated stone. Peter is also named Cephas in different language.
彼得他也叫做基法，在别的语言。
The same meaning is the rock.They have the same meaning, which means rocks.
这两个名字的意思都是石头。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "You are Peter, and the church shall build on this rock."
在马太福音十六章十八节这里讲到，耶稣跟彼得讲说，你是彼得，我要把教会建在这磐石上。
And the keys of heaven shall be given to you.
然后教会的钥匙要交给你。
Whoever is bounded on earth, whenever you are bounded, there will be bound. Whoever is bounded on earth will be bounded in heaven.
如果在地上捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
Whoever is released on earth will be released in heaven.
在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So Peter to me also represent the church.
所以彼得对我来说，我觉得他也代表了教会。
When the Lord asked Peter, these three questions, do you love me?
所以当主问彼得这个问题，你爱我吗？
Actually, it is asking the church these three questions.
所以 这也代表着主耶稣在问教会。
And we are the church.
啊，我们就是教会。
You and I, we are the church.
我们
so actually, it is the Lord who are asking you and asking me, do you love me?
所以主耶稣也是在问我们，哇，我们love，我们爱不爱耶稣
？And again, it asked for three times.
然后主耶稣问了三次。
Personally, I want to share my reflection why three times.
我想要跟各位分享一下为什么主耶稣要问。
Three times means that the Lord wants us to love Him more.
我想觉得主耶稣问我们三次是要我们更爱他。
Three times means that the Lord wants us to examine how much do we really love the Lord.
然后要让我们自己来反省我们到底爱主多深。
Three times means that you know we are to be reminded to take action when we love the Lord.
这三次也是要让我们能够去付出这个爱的行动。
Let's continue reading John chapter 21.
那我们继续看回约翰福音二十一章。
We'll study points by points. John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
So we read verse 15 again.
让我们再读一次十五节。
21:15.
二十一章十五节。
Please read in English.
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, love us.
John chapter 21, verse 15. Dine, not deny. I'm sorry, continue.
Okay, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord.You know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs.
The Lord asked him for the first time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
所以主耶稣这里问彼得第一次，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这更深吗？
Do you love me more than this?
你爱我比这个世界更深吗？
This of course referred to the fish that they just caught.
在这里的这些是指着那些鱼，他们刚抓到的。
In the Bible study, some people asking why Jesus did not call him Peter, but call him son of Jonah, Simon.
有人提出为什么主耶稣不叫他彼得，而叫他约翰的儿子西门。
Son of Jonah, Simon is the first addressing.When Jesus saw Peter the first time in the book of John,
约翰的儿子西门是在第一次主耶稣碰到彼得的时候，他圣经里面记载是这样。
Simon means hearing.
西门的意思是听。
Peter means rock.
彼得的意思是石头。
We assume that at that time, Peter was not on the peak of his faith. Therefore, the Lord did not address him as Peter.Instead, address him as son of Jonah, Simon.
我们知道，当时彼得他的信心并不是在最高点，所以，耶稣不叫他彼得，而叫他西门。
And the Lord is asking, expect that really Peter or Simon can love the Lord, can love the Lord more than he should have to. He did.
而且耶稣，主耶稣也知道彼得。的确是爱他比这更深。
Expect him to love Jesus more.
他也指望着。
Because Jesus loved Peter and loved us very much.
因为耶稣爱彼得，也爱我们。
The Bible said today we shall love the Lord because the Lord first loved us.
圣经也记载着，我们应该爱神，因为神先爱我们。
Paul says that the love of God compels us.
保罗也说，神的爱充满了他，也充满了我。
神的爱激励我们 ，because we think that one man died for all and all die。
因为我们知道，一人为众人死，
众人就都
死
了。So now when we live, we do not live for ourselves, but live for the Lord who died for us。
所以当我们活着的时候，不是为了我们自己而活，而是为了为我们主。
So Peter has a very strong.Understanding concerning the love of Jesus Christ. I mean, Paul has very strong understanding concerning the love of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗对神的爱非常的了解。
Peter in First Peter it also says that you know even though you do not see Jesus Christ.
在彼得前书也记载了，虽然你看不到耶稣
，but you love Jesus Christ。
但是你爱耶稣。
Because of the belief, you are able to have the joys of glory. You can smile because of love for Jesus Christ。
我们能够喜乐，我们能够借着爱耶稣而喜乐。
Indeed, today many brothers and sisters can experience the great love of Jesus Christ。
的确在现在我们很多弟兄姐妹都能够感到神的爱。
Especially when it comes to Holy Communion, you see some brothers and sisters when they hear the love of Jesus Christ, they are moved to tears。
甚至在圣餐礼的时候，有些弟兄姐妹也因为感到神的爱而感动。
So you see that the love is in their heart。
所以我们可以看到神的爱的确在他们心中。
When I went to Philippines, we were preaching in a village。
当我到菲律宾传道的时候。
You know, Philippines is near by equator. People's skin are darker.
菲律宾在赤道的附近，所以那边的人都蛮黑的。
So at very beginning, I cannot get used to the way they don't look like Chinese. They are their own race. You know, it's a little bit strange to me. Their way of looking is I'm not familiar with this kind of race.
在刚开始呢，我对他们的外貌并不是很习惯。
But this one point, I figure, wow, they are the most beautiful people I can see in the world.
但是在有时候我觉得他们是全世界最美的。
Do you know when it is? That is when they receive Holy Spirit. When they first receive Holy Spirit.
你知道是什么时候啊？当他们刚领受到圣灵。
It's very interesting when we go to a village, right? You see, most of the adults over there receive Holy Spirit.
当我们到了一个村落的时候，我们可以看到很多的成人的都领受到了圣灵。
And after they get up from their prayer, their tears on their cheeks and their smile was so satisfied. You can see, wow, they just look like angels.
当他们祷告站起来之后。他们在脸上的泪水和他们的微笑，让我感觉到他们就好像。
And you can see the love of God is indeed them because they just touch God. They just touch the love of God.
而且我们可以感受到神的爱在他们中间，因为他们才刚刚触摸到神。
You see, since the love of God is so abundant to us, but at the same time, the Lord expects us to love Him more.
神的爱对我们是何等的多，但是神也希望我们能够回报我们的。
You see, the love of God did not stop at die for us and resurrect for us.
神的爱不再为我们死复活就停止了。
The love of God continues in John chapter 1. You can see the love of Jesus love us in a very quiet way.
我们在约翰福音第一章可以看到。
21 verse 21. Chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章之后，我们可以看到。神爱我对我们的爱是在一个比较安静的方法。
On Thursday, when we have Bible study, people will ask a question: why the Lord did not reveal Himself to disciples when He first standing on the shore, to teach them how to fish?
在我们礼拜四的查经，我们谈到为什么主耶稣在一开始没有向这些门徒显现。
It is indeed in our daily life. It is the same. When we enjoy the love of God at the very beginning, we do not know it is from Jesus Christ.
在我们日常生活也一样，当我们领受到神的爱，但我们有时候不了解这是从神而来。
We have example like you love your kids, right? You really love them, but you don't tell them that kids, I love you very much. Sometimes you don't tell them that.
虽然有时候我们很爱我们的孩子，但是我们并不会跟他们说。
When you cover the blanket for them at night time, you don't wake them up and say, "Son, you know that I love you so much. I cover the blanket for you."
当我们在晚上为他们盖棉被的时候，我们也不会把他叫起来，跟他说我爱你。
And this is the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是主耶稣的爱。
And the love of Jesus Christ is so in details that He even baked the bread, warm bread, in the early in the morning.
神的爱，甚至非常的细心，就是。甚至帮他们在早上帮他们做了。
And even though the Lord expect that Peter love him, the Lord did not say it until they finished the breakfast.
虽然
verse 15, yeah.
虽然主耶稣他知道彼得爱他，但是他并不对他们说，直到他们早餐之后。
You know, when I have something to talk to my son, the best time to tell him is when we are eating.
当我要跟我儿子说话的时候，有。最好的时机是在我们在吃饭的时候。
Because you know, when I look back, the usually we are not together. I mean, he's in his room, I'm in my room, right? So really, I mean, during the day, the best time to talk to my son is on the dinner table.
因为平常的时候我在我的房间，然后我的孩子在我的在他们自己的房间，所以最好的时机跟他们谈话最好的时机就是在餐桌上。
But if I want to correct them, if I set it on the dinner table, I think they have hard time to digest the food.
但是如果我要责备他们的话，他们如在吃饭的时候可能对他们的消化不好。
So the Lord wait until them finish breakfast, then said.Son of Jonah, do you love me more than this?
所以主耶稣等他们吃完了早饭，才对彼得说，你爱我吗？
If I'm Peter, of course, my first reaction, Lord, you know I love you so much.
如果我是彼得的话，我当然我的第一个反应就是主啊，我爱你。
See who told you that no matter everybody hope fall, I won't fall. I will follow you till the death.
我就算大家都跌倒了，我还是不会跌倒。我要一直跟随着你。
See who was the first one took out a knife and you know try to protect you and cut other people's ears.
看是谁第一个把刀拔起，然后把想要保护你。
And who is the one who follow you in secret and go to the court?
是谁在秘密的暗中跟随着你，直到公会。
So without thinking, Peter was saying, "Of course, Lord, you know that I love you."
所以彼得想都不用想，他就对耶稣说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
But the question was not, "Did you love me?"Son of Jonah, is do you love me, son of Jonah? It's different. It's not talking about the past. It's talking about right now, son of Jonah. Right now, do you love me?
但是耶稣这里的问题并不是说，彼得、西门，你之前爱我多是多么爱我吗？并不是问过去，而是问现在。
Right now, why do you go fishing? Maybe you have a problem with your life, but why do you go fishing? Do you love me more than those fishes?
但是你为什么现在要去捕鱼？难道你爱这些鱼胜过我吗
？Brother and sister, usually when people ask you, when the Lord asks you this question, right, without answer, probably you'll say, "Hey, I'm here today, right? I'm here in the service, right? I mean, I love you so much. In the past, I love you so much."
如果主耶稣现在问我们这些问题，或者我们会觉得说，主，我们现在我们现在坐在这里参加聚会。
But is it true?Is it true that we really love the Lord more than anything else?
但是是不是我们有没有真的做到爱主比这世界上一切更
？We love the Lord more, or we love the blessing of the Lord more?
我们爱主多，还是我们爱神的恩典多呢
？Do we love our job more than our Lord?
我们有没有爱我们的工作
？Do you love our school more than our Lord?
我们有没有对我们的学校看得比神更重
？Do you love our garden, love our car, love our children more than our Lord?
我们是不是把我们的房子、我们的孩子、我们的车子放在比我们
？Really, we examine ourselves one by one. Where is the priority of our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以，当我们反省一下，我们的第一个要件是什么？
The Lord says that those who do not love me more than their family member, they are not qualified to be my children.
神，主耶稣说过，那当那些如果没有爱我比爱你的家人更多的话，你不是我的子民。
Sometimes I think, sometimes maybe we even love our pets more than our Lord.
有时候说不定我觉得我们。爱我们的宠物比爱神更多。
I noticed that a lot of USA people, they really enjoy being with their pets.
我觉得在美国，许多弟兄姐妹非常的喜欢跟他们宠物。
Some of our dogs are just like our baby. Some people sleep with their dogs.
有时候，狗就像我们的孩子一样。
But do we really love our Lord more than that dogs in our life?
我们在我们生命中有没有？爱主比爱那些东西更多呢
？Do we love the Lord more than our, you know, physical life? Yeah, physical life.
我们有没有爱主比爱我们自己的生命更多呢
？The Bible says that those who love their own life will forsake, will lose their life. But those who love me more their own physical life, they will gain eternal life. Yeah.
圣经也告诉我们，那些爱自己生命的就会丧失生命，爱我的就会得着生命。
So Jesus.Try to answer this question today. Do you love me more than all this?
所以主耶稣现在在问我们，我们有没有爱主比这些更深吗？
And he asked three times.
主耶稣在这里问了三次。
And not only, this is first reflection. The second reflection, why did he ask three times? It is because he really want us to have a thorough examination of our love toward Jesus Christ.
我第二点的是讲到，我们主耶稣要让我们有能够自己反省。
See, I really love that saying. That saying says that a life without examining is not worthy of living. Yeah.
我感觉，这一句话很有，觉得很有意义，就是，如果你没有反省你的自己的生命的话，这个生命就不值得。
Because 不值得过，不值得过的生活。This is a saying by a philosopher. A life without examining is not worthy of living.
所以如果一个不没有反省的生命的话，是不值得去活的。
Why did the Lord keep asking the same question three times?
为什么主耶稣要问同样的问题三次呢？
Let me think about the question the Lord asked Elijah.
让我们想想看，主耶稣问以利亚的。
Elijah, why are you doing over here? What are you doing over here?
主耶稣问，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
Actually, only twice, yeah.
神问了两次。
What are you doing over here?
你在这里做什么？
At that time, Elijah keep answering the same question.
当时以利亚回答都一样。
I am zealous for you.
我对你是热心的。
The Israelites, they betray your covenant.
以色列民背叛了你。
They destroy your altar.
他们毁坏了你的祭坛。
They kill your prophets.
他们杀了你的先知。
I'm the only one left.
我只有我一个人。
And they try to kill me.
他们想要杀我。
You know what? The Lord called Elijah. Hey, Elijah, come out from the cave, yeah? Standing on the mountain, in front of me.
神就叫以利亚从洞中出来，站在山上。
And then in front of Elijah, you can see before God, there was wind, and there was earthquake, and after earthquake, there was fire.
所以在神之前有风，有地震，有火。
But the Bible says that the Lord was not in the wind, the Lord was not in the earthquake, the Lord was not in the fire.
但是圣经上记载着，神不在风中，也不在地震中，也不在火中。
Actually, this question, why are you doing over here, is for Elijah to examine his current life.
所以，神问你在这里做什么，是要让以利亚来反省自己。
Use that vision, use that experience, actually is to reflect, is his thought correct or not correct?
所以用这个意象，然后让他来自己反省他所做的是对还是错。
Why did Elijah lie hide in the cave?
为什么以利亚要躲在山洞中？
Because he was afraid of power of Jezebel, right? He was a very powerful woman.
因为他第一他害怕耶洗别的权势。
Second, because he thought that he was not any greater than his forefathers. Maybe he was thinking that my power is not any greater than my forefathers.
第二，他觉得他自己的能力并没有胜过列祖。
And the most wonderful time in his lifetime is in the mountain of Carmel. There is great power came down from heaven.
当他在加密山上的时候，从天上有大能力降下来。
So to me, probably he was expecting the Lord to do some powerful thing for him.
所以他，我说不定他在等待神对他做一些
大能力。But the Lord trying to tell him that you want me or you want the power of me.
所以神想试着告诉他说，你要我还是要我。
Which one is more important, my power or me?
哪一个比较重要呢？神的能力还是神
？If you have power, power come and go. If you have me, you will always have power.
如果你要能力的话，这个能力有可能来或走。但是如果你有我的话，你就有能力。
So the most important is not the power, but me. And because you just want power, you don't know that me is most important. Therefore, you hide yourself, yeah?
因为你不知他不了解最重要的是神，所以他把他自己藏在山中。
You think you are the only one who are zealous? Let me tell you, you are one. The mountains, can be zealous for you. The earth can be zealous for you. The fire can be zealous for you. The wind can be zealous for you. For me.
Okay. 以利亚对神说，我是对你热心的，但是神试着告诉他，不管风或者是这个地或者是火都可以为我热心。
Just like the Bible said, you don't think that you are the Abraham descendants of Abraham. Even the rock can come out the descendants of Abraham.
对，这想告诉他说，不管你是不是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So we should not be, you know, So, you know, to me, Elijah was stuck with his own thought. He was the only one who was zealous. But my point is that actually the Lord can make the nature, can make anyone be zealous for himself. That's why he said, I prepare 70,000 for myself. Yeah?
Okay, 所以, 以利亚他觉得自己觉得他 只有他为神而热心, 但是神, 他却可以, 甚至, 让这个, 这个世界都能够为他热心,
just like the fire, just like the wind, just like earth really can serve the Lord.
就像, 火, 或者是这个风都可以来服侍神。
But during those processes, again, the Lord asked Elijah this question, why are you doing over here?
但是在这些过程当中, 神也问了以利亚, 你在这里做什么?
The second time, he still answered the same answer.
当神问第二次的时候, 他, 以利亚的答案还是一样。
I'm very zealous for you.
我还是为你热心。
Israel betrayed you.
以色列人, 背叛了你。
They destroy your altar.
他们, 毁坏你的,
they kill your prophets.
杀了你的祭先知。
I'm the only one.
只有我留下,
and they want to kill my life.
他们想要杀我。
What? The Bible asks Elijah to go out and standing on the mountain, but Elijah actually is standing in the cave and use a clothing to cover his own head.
神叫他, 出去洞中站在山上, 但是以利亚只是站在洞里面, 然后用, 衣服盖着他的头。
He did not really thoroughly examine his own situation.
他并没有, 真正的去反省他现在的状况。
He did not truly learn the lesson
他并没有真正学习到这个,
of the question that asked by the Lord.
他并没有从这个问题, 神问的问题中学习到。
Therefore, the Lord says that Elijah now he can go and anoint Elisha.
所以, 神就告诉他说, 你现在可以告诉以利亚说, 你可以去找以利沙。
Your job is okay 啦, you can finish your job 啦。
你可以,
somebody can take over your job 啦。
你现在你的工作可以完成了，你有人可以接替你工作。
So why the Lord keep asking the same question over and over and over again?
所以为什么神要这样子一直的问同样的问题？
It's for us to think about ourselves, really.
是要让我们来, 反省自己。
Thank God at the third time, Peter's answer is a little bit different.
感谢神, 第三次, 彼得的回答不太一样。
Verse 17.
我们看到17节。
Verse 17, please read. Chapter 21, verse 17.
21章17节, He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grief because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things.
Lord, you know all things. He was grief. He was in agony. He was grief at that time.
彼得当时就忧伤。
And you, Lord, you know all things. Yeah?
他说, 主啊, 你是无所不知的。
Yes, I indeed like to love you, but my power is limited. And you know every step that I've gone through, I wanted to, but I am not as good as you might think. Yeah? But in the, deep down in my heart, I still love you, Lord.
所以, 他说, 主啊, 你是无所不知的, 你知道我的, 我的软弱, 我, 我的所有, 所以, 我, 我的还是, 我还是不足。
See, the word grief tell me that he already learned something about his own weakness in his life.
在这里讲的忧愁, 我相信彼得在当时已经学习到他生命中的缺点。
The Lord asked Job 49 questions in a row.
神问约伯49次。
What is the consequences of Job's answer?
约伯的,
what is what later on, what did Job react?
约伯最后的, 的反应是什么?
I am of no value.
我是, 哦, 是不值得,
我是卑贱的, who can answer your question?
谁可以回答你的问题呢?
I can only like regret myself, repent myself in the dust and in the ashes.
我只能在灰烬中,
See, he humbled himself. He just like I think the similar situation was like Peter. Suddenly, he realized that he is not sufficient. The Lord see every details that he have done. Indeed, he have that kind of heart, but he did not have that kind of power. Yeah.
就像所以约伯就像彼得这里一样，他神看到所有的全部，他所以让他们了解到，他们虽然有这个心，但是他们的力量不足。
So, brother and sister, how do you feel? The Lord asking you this, when the Lord asks you this question, do you love me?
所以当神问我们这个问题的时候, 我们的感觉是什么呢?
What is our first reaction?
当神问我们, 你爱我吗? 我们的, 第一个反应是什么？
Is our third reaction the same as the first reaction?
我们第三次的回答会不会跟第一次一样？
I still remember there was I talked to Asher in the Bible study. Yeah, there was a brother testify in NYTS.
我在之前在查经的时候分享过，有一个弟兄在青年神训班做见证。
He testified how did he receive Holy Spirit.
他见证他如何得到圣灵。
When he was praying and praying, right, something the Lord asked him a question in the spirit.
当他在祷告的时候，神在灵里问他的一个问题。
The Lord asked him, "Do you love me?"
神问他，你爱我吗？
And Brother Joseph said, "Of course, Lord, I love you. Every day I pray. Every day I read Bible."
那位弟兄就回答说，主啊，当然我爱你，因为我每天祷告，我每天读圣经。
Then the Lord asked him second time, "Do you truly love me?"
神问他第二次，你是不是真的爱我？
Suddenly as if he can see himself, you know, not only reading Bible and praying, right? See himself sitting in front of computer. At that time he didn't have a job, right? He played computer game all day, like for 3 hours, but read Bible only for 5 minutes.
但是神让他看到他坐在电脑前面玩游戏，玩了很久，但是只读了一下的圣经。
And then the third time, the Lord asked him, "Do you truly love me?" He cannot build it anymore. He said, "Lord, forgive me. I do not love you enough." Yeah.
当神问他第三次，你爱我吗？他没有办法承受他。
Only at that moment, the Holy Spirit came down to him.
所以在那时候，圣灵降到他身上。
So what is your answer, my brothers and sisters?
所以我们的答案是什么呢？
When the Lord asks you, "Do you love me?"
当神问我们，你爱我吗？我们的答案是什么？
Really, it's a reminding for us to thoroughly examine our love toward Jesus Christ.
的确是要让我们来反省我们自己对神的爱。
Thirdly, you can see, it is a reminding of practice of love also.
第三，也是让我们提醒我们要实行我们的爱。
What is the answer of Jesus after Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you"?
主耶稣。当彼得回答之后，当彼得回答说主啊我爱你之后，主耶稣的说的话是什么呢？
Please read verse 15. Verse 15, the last part. He said to him, "Feed my lambs." Verse 16, the last part.
Tame my sheep.
He said to him, "Tame my sheep." Verse 17.The last part, feed my sheep.
所以，在十五节，耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”第十六节，你牧养我的羊。第十七节，你喂养我的羊。
See, Jesus asked three questions: "Do you love me?" and also command him to do the same thing. Ask three questions, which is the same, and command him to do the same thing over and over again.
所以。主耶稣问了他三次同样的问题，回答之后也给了彼得三次同样的命令。
You say you love me, yeah?
耶稣对他说：“你爱我。
”But then you got to feed my lambs, tend my sheep, then feed my sheep.
然后你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊，你要喂养我的羊。
You have to take care of the church because the church is built on this rock.
你要去照顾这个教会，因为这个教会是建在这个磐石上。
Do you truly love me?
你真的爱我吗？
If you truly love me, where is the other 12 people?
你说你真的爱我的话，其他的十二个人在哪里？
How come only 7 people over here?
为什么只有七个人在这里？
How come these 7 people went out fishing?
为什么这七个人去出海去捕鱼？
If you say you love me, where is the other 120 people? 113 people except these 7 people.
如果你说你是爱我的，但是其他这113个人在哪里呢？
Don't I entrust these people into thy hands because the church shall be built on this rock?
我不是把这些人交在你手中吗？因为这个教会要建在这个磐石上。
See, there's a difference between God's expectation, God's understanding, God's wanting, then our own personal views, our own personal understanding.
所以神的要求跟我们人的看法。
So Jesus, can you say, "Where is my sheep? Where is my lamb?"
所以耶稣一直说，我的羊在哪里呢？
So brother and sister, today, we really, this is the mission that the Lord giving to us. You say you love the Lord, but where is your brother and sisters?
所以这个也是耶稣给我们的命令。我说，如果我们说我们爱神，但是我们的其他的羊在哪里？
I still remember how Cain yeah answer our Lord yeah when the Lord asked Cain where's your brother Abel?
当神问该隐说该隐你的弟兄亚伯在哪里？
What did he answer?
他的回答是什么呢？
Am I the keeper of my brother?
我是管辖我弟兄的嘛，照顾的。
My brother is none of my business. But basically, what he's trying to say, yeah.
我相信他想讲的就是这不关我的事。
But what did Paul says in 2 Corinthians?
但是保罗在哥林多后书说的是什么呢？
Who is weak and I'm not weak. Who is sick and who have problem and I don't have sorrow.
当然是谁有困难而我不忧伤呢？
So brother and sister, really the Lord really entrust the church into our shoulder, yeah. We are to try our very best to care for the kingdom of God.
所以的确，神将这个教会交在我们的肩膀上，所以我们必须要去照管这个教会。
I really hope that you know most of us can really share the responsibility of taking care of our brothers and sisters.
所以我希望我们能够来分担我们这个教会，就是这羊的重担。
Of course, personally, I cannot avoid this responsibility.
当然对我本身我自己没有办法去排除这个
责任。But this is the question to Peter. It's the question to church, and church is you and me. We are all responsible for our brothers.
所以这个问题是主问彼得彼得就是教会我们就是教会。
You know, when you have a communication of love, right?You can feel it eventually.
当我们有爱的交流的话，我们可以感觉到。
That feeling is wonderful.
那非常的美好的感觉。
Two ministers went to the same church. Once upon a time, there were two ministers went to the same church.
有一次有两位圣工人员到了同一个教会。
They sit in the first rows.
他们坐在第一排。
Because they are their first day to arrive at that church.
因为那是他们。
It was the first day to arrive at that church for both of them.
他们两个都是第一天到达那个教会。
And the brother and sister will come here to hug, you know, worker A and skip worker B.
但是有些弟兄姐妹去
The first one will come and hug worker A and skip worker B.
跟第一位圣工人员打招呼，但是没有跟第二位。
And the second one also come and hug and kiss worker A and skip worker B.
另外一个人也是这样子，只跟第一个人。
And the third one also do the same thing.
第三个也是一样。
Oh, the worker B is sitting over there, do not know what to do anymore.
那第二位的圣工人就坐在那里，不知道该怎么做。
Maybe got to go and sit at another place, yeah.
或许是他可能想要去坐在别的地方。
If we truly show our love toward one another,
如果我们真正把爱分享给别人
，there is an interaction of love.
这个就有一个。爱的交流
and the feeling is indeed wonderful.
这个感觉是非常的美好的。
I really feel I personally I got to do it more. Yeah, I hope I'm not the worker B. Yeah.
所以我希望我本身我要去做更多。
I hope our brother and sister can show more love toward one another too.
所以希望我们弟兄姐妹能够互相的展现我们的爱。
So Jesus said, love.You know, take care of the church, yeah. Love the sheep and lamb, yeah.
所以耶稣说，要喂养，主的小羊。
Secondly, let's read chapter 21, verse 18 and 19.
那我们看到21章的十。
What is the purpose for Jesus to ask him three times?
为什么主耶稣要问三次呢？
Please read verse 18 and 19. It's a reminding of practice of love, yeah.
我们看到18-19节。Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you gird yourself and walk where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. 19. This he spoke, signified by what death he will glorify God.
The action of love is that you...Go where the Lord wants you to go. You do what the Lord wants you to do, even though you yourself may not really want to do it.
所以，这爱神的行动就是 去神要你去的地方，虽然你并不想，不是你自己。
The Lord did not want to go to Golgotha.
主耶稣当时并不想去。
For you and for me, he went to Golgotha.
但是为了我们神走向哥哥他。
Peter did not want to be crucified.
彼得并不想被处死。
But the legend says that because for the love of God, later on he was crucified upside down.
但是因为神的爱，我们知道他当时被倒钉十字架。
Paul did not want to, you know, Paul had many reasons that he can have many chances that he don't have to go to Jerusalem. But for the love of believers, for love of God, he still continued going to Jerusalem.
保罗也他也有很多机会，他不用去耶路撒冷，但是为了对信徒的爱，他还是这样子。
You know, as a person, sometimes we have something we like, something we don't like. Some people we like, some people we don't like. Some place we like to go, some place we don't like to go. We have like and dislike.
我们是人，我们都有喜欢或不喜欢的事。
Jesus said, "Do you love me?"
但是耶稣问我们，你爱我吗
？If you truly love me,
如果你真的爱我
，you go where I want you to go.
你去我要你去的地方。
You talk to who I want you to talk to.
你跟我想要你去跟
you shake hand with your enemy.
说你跟你的敌人去握手。
This is what I want you to do.
这是我
show your love.
做的去。
This time when I go to Philippines, I heard a story. I don't know if it is very true or half true or totally true. I don't know.
这次我去菲律宾听到一个故事。
It says that there are more pastors than church in Indonesia.
在印尼，传道人数比教会还多。
Indonesia or Malaysia? I think it's Indonesia. There are more pastors than the number of churches.
他们在印尼的传道
Indonesia or another place, I think it's Indonesia, yeah.
传道比教会还多。
And since the worker is very cheap over there, the manpower is very cheap over there. Even the church provide mat for pastors. Provide mats, provide work, 佣人呐 ，provide made for pastors.
因为也因为在那边的人工费要便宜，所以教会也指派了一些佣人给传道。
So you know, you go there to preach. Someone can wash your clothes. Some people can cook for you. And you know, I said, "Wow, that's very nice." Not me. I'm trying to apply for a job over there.
如果你去那边传道的话，有人会为你帮你煮饭、洗衣服。
And you know what? The life in Philippines is not as easy, yeah.
我们知道在菲律宾的生活并不简单。
You go there. Once more time, a pastor told me that you know he and another pastor went to the southern part of Philippines.
有一位传道跟我讲说，有一次他跟另外一位传道到了菲律宾的南部。
Minister A was in charge with money, yeah.
第一位传道他掌管了这个钱财。
Minister B just followed him, yeah.To go to preach, yeah.
另外一个传道只是跟他去传道。
When they go pass by several three churches in 3 days, Pastor B noticed that when we come here, I did not eat one single meat for 3 days.
所以他们来到一个教会三天，但是在这三天中，他们都没有吃到肉。
He said, "If I continue live a life like this, right, I'm going to corrupt. Every day I work so hard, right? If there's no meat continuously."No protein at all. I don't think I can continue working.
所以他觉得说，如果再这样下去的话，我没有办法继续工作，因为每天工作量大。
So he talked to Pastor, "Hey, go buy some meat."
所以第二位传道就告诉第一位传道，叫他去买一些肉。
Pastor A said, "You know, the Lord will provide. Whenever we go to a place, whatever is offered, we just eat. Don't ask questions. No matter it is vegetable or meat."
所以他这位传道就跟另外说。神会预备，不管我们所领受到的是什么。
So, say Pastor B is not as happy because they have a lot of money, right? Because the foreign currency, the money is very what should I say? Foreign dollars is stronger than Philippine dollars, pesos.
因为他们的因为汇率关系，所以他们对他们当时算蛮多钱的。
They say it's wonderful guidance of the Lord, right? When they at the fourth day, right?They went to a village. It happened that one of the members says that for some reason I have a move. I got to kill my cow to entertain both of you.
所以但但 在第四天的时候，他们去到一个村落，但是有一位信徒就感觉到，他说他感动，然后他必须要把杀了牛来招待他们。
So in that 3 days, they eat no vegetable but meat every day, beef every day.
然后在接下来三天呢，他们连一些蔬菜都没有吃到，他们只吃肉。
So Pastor A is saying that, you know, you see, the Lord provide.
所以弟兄常常就是说，你看，神会预备。
But if you go to a Philippine, you really notice that it is indeed like the third world, yeah, except Manila, the middle side and the south side, just like the third world.
所以如果当我们到菲律宾的时候，我们除了他们的首都马尼拉之外，其他地方就像第三世界一样。
But interesting, now you see that there was a TDP student, not TDP, TDP student doing his internship was sent from Indonesia to Philippines to work.
就是我们可以在那边也有一些神学院的义工，
不是义工，他们是神学生。
神学生。
Do their internship to Philippines in Philippines, yeah.
去在菲律宾做他们的实习。
Of course, I did not have too many chance to talk to him, but I can imagine, yeah. If I am Indonesia, assuming that is Indonesia, I have met, you know, cook for me, iron my clothes for me, and now I come here. If you go there, you know, really very poor. Once upon a time, maybe share this is okay, Once upon a time, I'll share this later. Really, it's a very poor place over there. And then you can imagine that if you have such a wonderful life over there, suddenly you come here, such a poor life, right? But the Lord wants you to go, you still go, because you love God, right?
所以那位神学生从印尼来到菲律宾的转变是非常的大的，所以不管神要你去哪里，你就照着神的意思去。
So, do you love me?
所以你爱我吗？
True love is your action to show that you love me.
所以你的动作呢是可以展现出你对神
的爱。 Why three times? Why the Lord have to ask him three times, Peter?
为什么神要问彼得三次呢？
Really, the Lord wants us to love him more.
的确，神要让我们更爱他。
The Lord wants us to examine ourselves. Do we love him more?
神要我们反省我们有没有真正的爱他。
The Lord wants us to make sure our love is an action, only a noun.
神也要我们的爱能够真正成为的行动。
Actually, today, the Lord is using the podium to ask you the same question.
所以今天，神也借着这个讲台在让我们问我们同样的问题。
Do you love the Lord?
我们爱不爱神？
Maybe we don't answer that quick, yeah.
所以虽然我们没有。
Maybe we should not answer that quickly, yeah.
或许我们不应该马上就回答。
Maybe we should take time to talk to the Lord, you know.
或许我们应该在祷告中跟我们的神来
讲。 Sing him.
我们来唱诗。
378
首。